So we were talking about what else was 50 years ago.
1966, of course, saw the Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA championship. The Baltimore Orioles defeated the Dodgers for the championship. Star Trek comes out. We put the lunar module goes around the moon in 1966. And Good, the Bad, the Ugly was a great movie for the thing.
It was a year after we got here. We landed in July of 1965. Woo! I thought, what are we doing here? Holy cow.
Fortunately, by that time, Phoenix had adopted air conditioning. And
yes.
So that's, again, one of the things that makes the post-World War II housing boom here successful, because every house either had a swamp cooler or an air conditioner, and that was made them comfortable to live here. People could come out here and bear the 3 months of summer for the 9 months of great weather here.
Well, it certainly was a population explosion. I can remember driving what is now Lincoln Boulevard, and there was a little sign as you came over just above the Biltmore Hotel. It said, "Welcome to Phoenix, population 285,000. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the buildings throughout the state of Arizona that you're familiar with that are historic. Where would you like to start?
Well, we could start all the way up north at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, some beautiful stuff up there.
Yeah, most everybody is familiar with the El Torvar Lodge hotel up there. And, mm-hmm. of course, that's a part of the story of the Grand Canyon was it was a destination place. And Fred Harvey of the railroad magnate, tourism, promoting the West, promoting rail travel and whatnot, made the Grand Canyon one of his important destinations for his trains and his tourism. And so the El Torvar Hotel was the destination place. And then later he added several other buildings and sites around the canyon that speak to the landscape and whatnot that helped create, again, that mystique of bringing his tourists out here. And so what's interesting about that is that the interior designer of the El Torvar, Mary Elizabeth Coulter, turns out he hired her to go ahead and construct several other buildings, the Hopi House, the Lookout Studio, and the Desert View Tower, all which are iconic Grand Canyon buildings that people go and visit today.
Harvey actually kept her quite busy building an entire string of destination resorts.
Right, and she was interestingly, as a woman architect, kind of ahead of her time, but that she would use, again, the natural landscape in its materials and in fitting the properties into, like, they belong there, as opposed to what we might see in some developer that would be something modern, something that looked like it clashed with the environment. And so she was excellent at that kind of thing. And so that's what makes her architecture significant and makes her very important, not only to the state of Arizona, but to those who study architecture.
Well, I think the only criticism I could ever construct of El Torvar is I think if they did it again, they would orientate it so more of the rooms had an actual view of the canyon.
Right, right.
The siding of the building isn't right.
It is kind of oddly
askew,
yes. But I think that's because they wanted to orientate it towards the public spaces as opposed to the private spaces. I remember that tourism in those days was a community effort. When you went on travel, you were with people, even people that you didn't know, you were with fellow travelers. And so who uses the lobby of hotels nowadays? Nobody, except for the Wi-Fi, right?
Right.
But in those days, people would congregate in the lobbies. They would congregate in the bar or the lounge or the patio spaces, because that's where they exchange the traveler stories, right?
Well, it's a beautiful hotel. I don't want anybody to get the impression I'm criticizing it, but it's a one weird aspect of that particular hotel is just its orientation on the lot. There are four rooms on the top of the El Torvar that all have walkout balconies, and it's the four penthouse suites up there. And if you ever want to stay in a very special room for an anniversary, book one of the penthouse rooms at El Torvar. You've got a walkout balcony that overlooks the canyon, gorgeous glass views. It is one of the finest, spectacular rooms you can rent in all of Arizona.
I'll have to, you know, maybe take out a second mortgage for that. Remember, I'm a teacher, you know.
It will be worth it. It will be worth it. I'll tell you that. So you've got Mary Coulter, and she's got the projects at the Grand Canyon. Of course, she's also got the La Posada in Winslow. She's got another building over by Needles, which I don't think ended up getting torn down. I don't think it's there anymore, but it was kind of a modeled after the La Posada. They were actually at one time, I'm reaching back 20 years, they were going to go try and save it, but I don't think they did. I'll have to do a check on that. But La Posada is a beautiful building, and there's hardly a finer place in all of Arizona to go enjoy a meal than the Turquoise Room at La Posada.
And they've, I think in the last 5 or 6 years or so, they've completed the renovations and things of the La Posada. So it is really a crown jewel in preservation in Arizona.
It really is. Let's stay in Flagstaff. I've probably toured the Reardon Mansion probably a half a dozen times. Interesting story on that building.
Yeah, it's a kind of a vernacular architecture. The Reardon family, of course, were big movers and shakers, for lack of better, in the Flagstaff area, owning a lot of property, doing development, helping establishing schools and education and churches, and so a significant family. And then to have that mansion preserved, it's a state park, and so anybody can go and tour that and spend some time there, and it's a sprawling place of, what, 40 rooms or so?
When you want to build a big house, it helps if you own the sawmill.
Yeah. Well, and it's, what, 13,000 square feet or so?
Yeah.
I mean, that would, you know, what's that, 10 of our normal size houses today?
Yeah, exactly. So if in your interest of touring the state of Arizona and finding some of these properties, if you've never been to Flagstaff, you know, it was actually the location of the last winner of the Rosie on the House staycation, went up and stayed at the Arizona Mountain Inn and Cabins. Just, they're right in town, they're in city limits, but you don't feel like you're in the city when you're staying there. And they've got cabins that'll sleep 17 people,
cool.
Or you can have bed and breakfast suites for two.
That is a nice thing about towns and pines. And when you're completely surrounded by pine trees, even though you're in the middle of town, you don't feel like you're in town.
Yeah. So if you have a desire to go up and see Reardon Mansion, if you have a desire to get up and see Flagstaff, and you haven't stayed at the Arizona Mountain Inn and Cabins, you ought to give them a try. They're a lodging partner of Rosie on the House for our staycations. The Hernandez family just finished a trip up there with a Sanderson Ford F-250, and I mean, they did the whole thing. They did Petrified Forest, they did Meteor Crater, they did Lowell Observatory.
Nice.
So they wrapped up the entire Northern Arizona package right there. So the Reardon House, the Reardon Mansion, 13,000 square feet, really a very powerful, influential family in all of Coconino County.
Mm-hmm.
Coconino County, you know, is the largest county in the country.
I did not know that.
And do you know how politically incorrect the name is?
Coconino?
Coconino.
No. Tell me.
Little brown.
Are you allowed to?
Little brown boy.
Oh.
Coco and Nino.
Coco
Nino. Coco Nino. And it was named by
Nino is boy.
One of the yeah.
So. El Nino, the boy storm.
El Nino. Yeah, that's right.
Huh.
All right, Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff.
Well, you know, Flagstaff is on the historic Route 66, so their whole downtown area has got buildings and things that are all related to that transportation story in America. You've got Lowell Observatory, which is just right out of town, right up Mars Hill, and you can visit there. They have a great program where you can visit at night and actually look through the historic Percival Lowell telescope, which is there, and the grounds there are awesome. They do some nice tours and things. There's several buildings that are historic on the site. The observatory where Lowell did his observations and whatnot that predicted the existence of Pluto, which I think science is still out on whether it's a planet or not. poor Pluto gets invited to the party and then not. But there's also his library and the administrator grounds and stuff. And the whole complex is very well preserved there, and you can go and spend a good afternoon, have some tours, and then come back in the evening and look through the telescope. And so it's a really great experience for families to do.
I'm going to have to get that on my bucket list because I have never been up the hill to see the observatory.
Well, and the
as many times as I've been in Flagstaff, I've never made the short little drive to get up to the observatory.
And, you know, we think of telescopes today as those big, gigantic, huge machines that take computers and all kinds of things to operate them. And you look at this telescope, which is still in use, and it's steel and rivets, and it's got brass fittings, and it goes on a track with little tires, and it's so well balanced and everything that just with one hand you can kind of ease it around to whatever part of the sky you want to look at. And the building is a wood frame building, so you see the arch of the building itself and all the pine wood structure, and then it's got this kind of a metal skin on it and everything. It's just a fascinating step back into time when you go there.
And as we come down the hill into the valley, the different properties that are all on the registry here in town of particular interest, of course, there's Tovery Castle.
Tovery Castle, one of the probably 300 and I think there's over 400 historic properties, districts, parks, places that are on the National Register of Historic Places in Arizona. And the Tovery Castle is one of those landmark, iconic ones here in the valley. Everybody drives by it on the 202, and you can see it from the zoo, and you can see it from downtown.
The Wedding Cake House.
The Wedding Cake House, yes. It's officially titled the Tovery Castle Carrero Gardens because Alesso Carrero was the Italian immigrant that kind of built it. He had a dream to make a resort, kind of in the Biltmore kind of idea on the edge of town. In those days, that was the edge of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And so he was put in a cactus garden, and he had several, about a dozen or so little bungalows around, and then the centerpiece was this wedding cake kind of house, which modeled after a European castle. Some say that he actually got it from a picture of a cake that he saw in a window in San Francisco, and he brought that idea here to architects to help him build this thing. Of course, it's vernacular. He hired a guy, and the two of them kind of engineered it, so it doesn't have your regular beam structure that we think of. It's actually kind of a wagon wheel beam structure on that first floor. So what's holding up the roof and stuff all goes to kind of a center as opposed to what we might think about, you know, a square type.
Gridded out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting building. I've toured it. I haven't seen the basement. They say the basement's kind of interesting.
The basement
has an interesting history all its own.
It does. Legend has it that, of course, it was a speakeasy during the 20s and the 30s, you know, during Prohibition. But
speakeasies are usually kind of obscure and hidden. There's nothing hidden about that place.
Well, think about it at the time. It was out in the middle of kind of nowhere, so to speak. And if the police came to the front door and raided it, the interesting thing about the basement is there are three exits out the mountains, out the hilltops. Side in little tunnels.
So just run out, tuck and roll down the hill.
And head out.
Through the cactus garden.
Yeah. But the real fascinating things about it is that, of course, because he wanted it to be a destination place and he wanted a secure thing for people's valuables and whatnot, so he got an old bank vault and installed that in the basement. And so there's a bank vault in there, a big giant black door, very heavy. And then the styling down there is really fascinating because it's got a plaster ceiling, but it's a pulled plaster. So when the artisan was basically plastering the ceiling, he would just take the plaster board, stick it to the ceiling, and then pull it straight down carefully, leaving kind of a meringue peaks kind of design on the whole thing. And it's still there, and it's still intact.
Still there today.
And
yep.
It's just beautiful to be down there. It looks like almost pillowy clouds.
I'm anxious for them to start opening it up because we've had a tour. We've been in the building several times. I'm dying for when they will actually let you lease it for a public event or a party. It'll be great.
They do have an organization, the Friends of Tovery Castle, that is in charge of it right now.
Yeah.
Of course, Carrero's dream is not really realized there.
Let's talk about that when we get back right after this short break. Carrera's dream for what he really wanted to do.